Hello and welcome to Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus. I'm Cliff, live in Brett's bedroom.
Hello, I'm Brett.
Sit down before you start talking.
I've got to shut the windows because the wife's snipping the hedge. She's doing a hedge.
Well, yes, and she came at us with a secateurs when I came in the car.
It's the least you deserve.
She said, I nearly shit myself because I came around the corner and said, hello. Really nice and politely.
I've just laughed in there. Old mount's gone in my eye.
Oh, not old moot, isn't it?
Is it moot?
I thought it was
Mason Mount. Or mount.
The side hat's everywhere. The side hat, I've seen it everywhere.
Have you? Well, you got Brewdog.
I've got a Brewdog. I don't really like buying Brewdog stuff because I think they're mean.
What allegedly. Do you mean
they're mean? But they've had like allegations about being like nasty bosses.
Have they?
So, I don't know.
But anyway, top dog, they say the worst.
The top dog's bad, yeah.
Rude dog and the dweebs. That's what it is.
It's his brother, Brew.
Brew dog and rude dog. I used to love rude dog. Rude dog and the dweebs.
He had a big underbite, didn't he?
He certainly did.
Wasn't that cool, was he? I don't know how he rose to the top of that gang. Yeah. The other ones must have been
he's like
idiots.
A dog rapper, wasn't he?
I tell you what, I loved his bed and his lair.
And he's
lair. Like garage thing.
He's like a precursor to Snoop Dogg.
I think that's where he got his ideas from. Well, his bed was like a car, wasn't it?
Was it?
Up a hydraulic pull.
in a garage or something?
I think so, yeah. I think they were all working. I might be in the front, like,
I think
like on The Sopranos.
Right. I think that's where it was. It's like Top Cat, isn't it? Like, that cop was knocking about in that.
It was pretty much a rip of Top Cat.
It was.
But dog. Imagine going to Top Cat, but dogs.
Why is that policeman just messing around with the
cat? Uh-huh. Well, be careful what you say. I think he's probably dead, isn't he?
No.
I know, like,
he's immortal.
There must be nothing going on in that town.
Nah,
he's more bothered about the cats.
He's just worried about what the cats are up to. No, his chief must be going. You want to stay away from the cats and start doing your job?
I think he's probably been long sacked. he's got like a uniform from like a joke shop or something.
I think so. Why is he messing
with crap anyway, isn't he? Must be a terrible policeman. He can't even get the better of a cat.
No. The cat's always sick.
Officer Dibble.
Officer Dibble.
Brett, you just pointed out before we started, anybody who's been listening since the start, the Elvis head.
Yes.
Elvis is still on top of the wardrobe here. It's off-putting, I would say, if you're in this bedroom.
It's in a state of decay, isn't it?
It is. It's perishing. His hair's gone white, even though it's not real hair.
Looks a bit like Johnny Depp now.
He looks like Johnny Depp now. not Johnny Depp when he's prime.
No. Johnny Depp now.
Yeah, and his jacket, it's just perishing, isn't it, with the years?
It is. I don't know if moths are getting away with
it. I think it's fair to say it's probably not real leather with the state it's in.
Yeah, I think that's fair
to say. So anyway, we've been trying to do this for a while, but my daughter took ill last week and I had to take her to hospital. So I'm sorry, but I just didn't come.
I think that's a valid excuse, though, isn't it, to be honest?
But yeah, she's better anyway, and the nurses and doctors at the Sunderland Royal were absolutely class. Another fine example of why the NHS is a brilliant thing.
Yes, it is a brilliant thing. Just worked off their feet.
Yeah, I mean, you could see it was. I mean, I think there was strikes on as well, so it was people from elsewhere covering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then they don't have the tools that and the people they need to succeed properly, and they're all doing an amazing job. So thank you to the NHS once more. They were amazing. Just a great reminder. Obviously, we don't have it where I live. It's just a brilliant thing. So that was great. And I mean, she was sick for probably like 24 hours. She was really sick. And then by like hour 25, she's causing mayhem again. So I think
she's on the up.
You're all right. Yeah. It's funny when we come here because obviously everything's different. So we've introduced her to, like, letterboxes. We don't have letterboxes.
Yeah, when she was here, she was like, what's that?
Yeah, letterbox, radiators, because we have radiators.
Radiators.
So,
does she know how to bleed them yet?
It's a, one of life's great mysteries.
It is. Also,
why?
Why is that necessary?
Also, I don't know. Does anybody know why?
I don't know. Nah. I bet your dad knows how to bleed a radiator, doesn't he?
Might need bleeding. So yeah. Well, so we came here with her. And did the right thing by winning around with presents.
Yeah.
She loves that doll that you give her.
Oh, yeah.
And she hasn't stopped talking about you.
What? Since then. Just since then?
Since See? That, yeah.
Left a good impression there.
Uncle Bread.
Uncle Bread,
that's what she says your name is. Uh-huh. And that you've got very high stairs.
she did like the stairs.
She mentioned it every day.
She's not used to the stairs, though, no. Is she? Cause
Uncle Bread's got very high stairs, hasn't he, Daddy?
Uncle Bread. Well, I used to work in the schools, you know, that's what all the kids used to call us as well. Right. Bread. Right?
You think on purpose, do you think?
Yeah, it's like you're taking the piss out of us. I don't think Pearl is, though, is she? No, I think she actually thinks I'm called Uncle Bread.
Yeah, some funny words that she says. Me and Jane have started writing them down, our little sayings, isn't it? Because some of them are really funny. She said something before. She says words that are like too complicated for how old she is, and obviously gets them wrong because like she doesn't know them yet. So she often says supposed, so she'll say, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen like that, or you were supposed to be there. But she says opposer-be. I wasn't opposed to be there, was I?
Opposed to be, that's better than supposed, isn't it?
So there's all loads of stuff like that. We've started writing them down there. Because some of them are really funny.
Because you forget them.
Because I want her to be obviously clever and articulate and stuff. But like Jane says, I'll also miss when she stops saying amnials instead of animals.
The only one I can remember from Len being young is Kripth. He used to say Kripth. Can I have some Kripth? That's it. With a lisp. I don't know why.
He didn't have a lisp, is he?
No.
If he did, it would be fine.
Of course it would. Good singers. People will lisp, apparently. What Mom always said.
All right.
Have you been enjoying the weather?
On and off, because it's changed every hour. It's been lush. Like, it's obviously the sun nice. Like, yesterday afternoon, we were down Ocean Beach Pleasure Park.
Yes.
In the seafront in South Shields. And it was glorious. Like, just lovely, sunny and warm, a little breeze. And that was just really nice. Like, perfect weather. Uh-huh. Even when it's... There's been a few showers, it's been nice, but the incredible thunderstorms that happened.
That's what I was going to ask you about. It was amazing, wasn't it?
It was kind of following us around. We were in North Shields and we were driving back to the hospital again, actually in Sunderland, and we could just see these massive storm clouds and lightning happening like all around us, but we were never in it.
Yeah.
So it was like we were in the middle. It was sunny where we were, but you could see like the lightning and thunder, hear the thunder and stuff. But it was weird because this weekend gone, there was about 10 like festivals and stuff happening, like outdoor gigs and things like that, that all got fucking destroyed.
Well, Jason Donovan got cancelled, didn't he? Bless him.
Unfortunately,
He's probably been cancelled before. The reason I asked about that, the thunder was amazing. It was just like constant.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to my mum about it. And I said, oh, do you like the thunder and stuff? And she says, yeah. She says, no, I don't really like it. I was like, why? Apparently, our Nana Nelly used to make them all hide under the table and stuff like that. I mean, Nana Nelly used to put tea towels over all the mirrors, used to hide all the cutlery, and used to switch off all the electricity.
Some kind of, like, gypsy witchcraft thing?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'll have to ask James. Mom and that, because they're from that stock as well.
Yeah. It's just an old sort of thing when people, you know, they didn't like electricity or didn't understand electricity.
I wonder what they thought.
I'm not too sure what the mirror thing is, though.
Yeah, I know, I wonder what they thought like, with that. Unless they thought it would smash
like another dimension or something, or come through your mirror. I think that's what it is.
Maybe it's the ball of Zool.
And the cutlery. It's anyone
else. Sorry, I've got a terrible cough. What? I have been affected by the rain and that.
Oh, yeah. It's making you poorly. It's not the brew dog.
It's not the bacon and pints that I've been having every day.
It's not the pies. Have you had any pies?
Of course I have. I had one at my mum's first day we got here. I had a Dixon's mince pie.
Uh-huh.
I've had one Greg's corned beef pasty. Actually, so Pearl was in the hospital on Thursday. Friday she was still in and we were waiting to see whether she would be allowed out. And Pearl and Jane fell asleep. She had another dose of meds. I'm not asleep for ages. So I nipped out for a pint.
You nipped out for a pint?
I didn't say I was going for a walk and I thought...
You passed a pub.
It took us ages to get out of the grounds of Sunderland Hospital, by the way. It's massive. I kept thinking it was a street, but it was just like a house that was in the grounds of the hospital or something. So anyway, by the time I made my way out, I was right next to the Chester's pub.
Road. I've been there a couple of times.
So, and there was a Greg's outside of there, so I went for a pint. It was just me and a wake.
You and a wake?
Quite awkward, actually.
Did you not join the wake?
Had a bit crack on with the widow, obviously.
Did you? Oh, yeah, obviously.
No, it was quite a somber occasion.
Well, I can imagine.
So anyway, I got a message from Jane saying, oh, we're allowed to go home. So I was like, oh, I'll be there in a minute.
Did you mention you were on the pub?
The next day. But I went back with an offering of a vegan Greg sausage roll for her.
Oh, well, there you go.
So I haven't really been watching any telly or listening to any music because I've just been out and about.
Aye. I've been watching hands. The Lord of the Rings, which is amazing.
Well, the film?
Yeah. From back in the day, I bought the extended versions.
Extended? What? They're already on ours.
They're on pages. But they're really good. But I got the first two films were like $4.50 or whatever.
Okay.
On eBay. And the last one is £30.
They get you in.
Exactly. So I'll be trying to find it, anywhere cheaper or whatever. It's impossible. You can't, I've been on HMV and stuff. Kind of buy it.
It feels like that's calculated.
It is. It's incredibly calculated, isn't it?
I've never seen the third one either.
Have you not?
Sounds like I never will.
You should watch it. I think they're better than Star Wars.
I don't know what happened in the end.
No, I can tell you.
Did he get the ring back? Is that what it's about? Well, you have to take the ring somewhere?
Destroy the ring, don't they?
I thought you had to take it into an evil mountain or something.
Nah, in the Mordor to destroy it.
And put it in the lava?
Yeah.
Is it lava? Have I made that up?
No, that's true. But it's not as quite as simple as that.
Oh, I know there's obstacles on the way. That's the entire point of it, right?
Do you want us to tell you what happens?
Yes.
Right, so he takes it to Mordor to destroy it. He's with Gollum and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then because the ring takes hold of him, he doesn't want to throw it into the
lava. Oh, because that's the thing, it makes you like Gollum.
Yes, like Gollum, So then Gollum, I think he bites his finger off.
Gollum bites his finger off. So he can have it?
So he can have it, yeah. And Gollum falls into the lava with the ring, aye.
Are they both destroyed?
Both destroyed.
You think it's weird when people say that dogs have to be destroyed? It's a weird saying.
It is an odd saying, isn't it?
It's not very nice.
We say put down anyway. We don't say destroyed.
But I think the official term, if it was coming from the police, they say the dog has been destroyed.
That's only evil dogs, though. That dog's going to have to be destroyed.
Or if it's mistaken identity. Lots of humans are wrongly
trying that. Dogs do look like each other, don't they?
Yeah. I think it's that one.
Could be. I've never thought of that.
Well, that's something I often worry about.
Yeah. There was in my old school, there was a guy who used to be a rat catcher.
We called him
the rat catcher in Rubens Avenue.
Oh, where you live?
Aye.
The rat catcher. The fella with a black coat.
he probably did have a black coat.
No, it was not just somebody we used to call Rat King.
Yeah, I think that was Rat King, wasn't it? That was somebody else who we used to abuse in the street. He probably had nothing to do with rats.
Or Bob from ruling over them all.
Bob from looking like a Rat King.
To be honest, I just assumed that he would be the rat catcher.
No, it wasn't him. But imagine if that was your job, just catching rats. Do you think he destroyed the rats?
Yeah, unless he... Well, it would be a good film or something, wouldn't it, if he got a conscience.
if he got a conscience and decided not to destroy the rocks?
But did something else with them.
Well, like, what would he do?
Train them to, like, the engineers or something.
Yeah,
like
train them to be in the circus.
Or in the circus, yeah. There's, what's that film with Crispin Glover about the rats?
Oh, yes. I think, is that a remake or something?
It's, I only remember it being, like, fairly hideous.
It is. I think I've seen half an hour of it.
I watched it, but I can't remember, other than he's in it, and it's about rats. Uh-huh. I can't remember anything else.
Isn't it a Cronenberg film or something, that? So, obviously, terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't think it was Cronenberg, but there is a Cronenberg film about rats. Yeah. Anyway, we're not getting anywhere with that, are we? Should we talk about a dog again?
Let's talk about dogs. Let's talk about dogs.
So, we were... Well, we've mentioned that clip on, I don't know, said Hollyoaks, but Neighbours.
Neighbours.
Where Bouncer had a dream, which everybody kind of talks about it, but I don't think I'd ever really watched it. Or couldn't remember it anyway, properly. No. I just remember that there was an episode where he had a dream.
I'd only become aware of the fact that this was a thing recently, I guess, because I'd mentioned it to you, and you knew all about it.
Well, I knew it was a thing, but I didn't know what the content of the dream was.
Yeah, or the context of it.
No?
I know a little bit about the context, because I wrote that down.
Right, well, do it. Because
it was a little bit on before the actual dream. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw that with...
Oh, well, that's all I've got.
Joe Mangle?
Is that who he is? Mark Little, Big Breakfast Man.
He's called Joe Mangle, and his wife... Who was she, Indian?
No, but she was dressed like
one. I thought that because there was like a wedding picture or something and she had a sari and stuff like that. But she didn't seem to be of that. No.
She'd forgot she was Indian this time, I think.
Maybe the Australian time.
I don't know. It was a bit odd, that, wasn't it? It was a bit odd.
That was odd. Well, what does...
So say what it was. The context is that she's looking for videotapes to tape over. For some reason.
Yes, and Joe Mangle never labels them properly.
Yeah, so he's getting abuse. Dog's abuse.
He's
now not Indian wife.
She wants to tape something off the telly, and there's loads of blank tapes, but they're not blank, they just don't have labels on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, just put that one in and see what's on. And it's a clip of their wedding.
Yes.
And she says, well, it's a good job I didn't just tape over this one. Uh-huh. But I don't think that should be his sole responsibility for the wedding tape.
I don't think it she should have took, control.
She wants to see you watching. She wants that video. I guarantee Joe Mangle's not watching that video ever again.
Yeah.
So she wants it. I think she should have put the label on. Even just those numbers that you used to get.
Uh-huh. But I don't know how then it gets into the dog and what the dog's dreaming of or whatever.
So... You watch a little bit of this video, don't you, where they're getting married?
Yeah.
And Bouncer comes in. And he's having a sleep. And I think one of the kids says, oh, I wonder what he's dreaming of. And Joe Mangle says, don't be bloody stupid. Oh, he said, probably dreaming of a big old T-bone. But in Australian. he said, don't be bloody stupid, mate.
Yeah.
Dogs don't dream.
But he's dreaming of that dog down the street.
But then it like all goes all soft focus and you see his dream.
Uh-huh.
I think it's class. I don't know why.
What do you think's class about it?
that they did it?
Do you think the neighbours writers are on hallucinogenic drugs?
I think it's not your usual thing you would see in a normal soap, is it? So it only happened once in 40 years of the soap being on, or any soap. So
should have happened every week, shouldn't it?
They could have had different dreams of animals.
Yeah.
Not the human ones, if they'd be crap.
Uh-huh.
But the dog's ones. So anyway, he's not going to be dreaming. Now he does have a dream that he's getting married to a different dog down the street.
He's in this kind of paper universe, isn't he, with paper flowers and that.
Yeah, it's a bit like...
At the start, he's just hitting the other dog on the head with his paw. Why is he doing that?
It's a bit like a Magic Roundabout kind of scenario, isn't it, that he's in? But then two real dogs, dressed to the nines.
Uh-huh. I didn't really see him on his hind legs, which you were...
There's a bit, definitely a bit on his hind legs. I'm sure we can have a little watch of it. We'll have a look. He's definitely on his hind legs because I burst out laughing at that.
I was expecting the dog to have like a bow tie on.
He does have a bow tie on. He's got a top hat, hasn't he?
A top what though?
I don't think he might not have a top hat.
Have you seen a different dream? I think you must have done.
Found Sir's Dream Part 2.
I've seen it a couple of times and I can't remember bow ties, can't remember my top hats. I mean, it's very brief, isn't it, this dream?
It is. It's pretty brief.
Whoa. It is. It's incredibly brief. But, I mean, is that the kind of thing that you think dogs dream of, Cliff?
I'm more with Joe Mangle, to be honest. I think you'll probably dream more of bones and meat.
Yeah, bones. Rind.
Here we go.
She's not Indian.
There's Harold.
Oh, Harold.
There she's getting... So is this Harold's daughter?
Mom's just not last year's grandfather.
Must be.
Oh, here I was thinking.
See, I didn't see this bit. Bone in your body. Who's that young kid? A serial killer of some sort, isn't he?
Yeah.
Definitely not Indian.
It's so boring the bouncer, he falls instantly asleep.
Mm-hmm. I didn't scrub too bad myself.
Bouncer's nonplussed. The kid's nonplussed. She's dressed in traditional Indian wear for a wedding.
And there's Harold got band-aids all over his face.
You can say that again, Bouncer. Looks like you and I are the only real romantics in this household. Betty wishes it was him and Rosie getting married.
See, Rosie, okay. The dog from down the street.
Do you think things are that serious between
Betty wishes
all
that.
All he does these days is sit around and dream about it.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
The Bouncer did, I reckon he'd dream about a big, nice, juicy T-bone.
So here we go.
So here we go with the dream. Where's the bow tie?
I don't think the lass is dressed up.
Paper flowers hitting the dog on the head.
What's this if it's not a bow tie?
Oh, it is. It's not a top hat, though. Look, no, he hasn't got a top hat. Abusing that other sexier dog. Biting its face off.
Well, he's got a hot throat, hasn't he?
Yeah, but you don't bite. Oh, yeah. It's incredibly briefly on its hind legs. It's the bad puppies and stuff now.
It's very stiff, doesn't it?
This is insane, though, isn't it? I mean, what are the writers thinking?
And yeah. There's loads of puppies.
Yeah. And a shit house. A
really small house that the puppies can't fit in. Home sweet home. That's it. Soft focus. And he's back asleep again.
And what at the end, the kid's face is wonderful. There's something seriously wrong with this kid. Look at that.
It's almost like he's seen in the dream, isn't it?
I don't know. He's puzzled by the whole thing, isn't he? He's like, I'm going to quit now. I'm going to quit neighbours now.
The kid's face.
This is a new low point for
a lot of emotions in that 3 seconds of his face.
What? It was a couple of different emotions. He was confused and angry, wasn't he?
I thought this was a serious acting job. Well, I mean, is it worth people still talking about it 30 years later?
You know what, Cliff? I don't think it is it?
Right, well, thanks for listening, everyone. I still think it's mad that it happened, but
it is,
and it's always nice to see dogs like dressed up, even though it was just a bow tie.
Yeah, it is. And do dogs dream? They do, don't they? Because they do that running thing.
No.
Yeah, so they do.
The twitching that. The twitch. Why wouldn't they dream?
I know. I don't know. Unless it's somebody you can't really put your own mind into the mind of a dog, can you?
Somebody'd probably try. Yeah. Doctor Moreau.
Oh, the island of Dublin.
That's what he was doing there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, as a result of that, you wanted to watch something else. Not really related, but
it's not related.
Let's have a synopsis of this because I have no context for this.
Right, okay. Well, this is a dynasty or dynasty, depending on how you want to say it.
I think that's just
and apparently, that was ran from 1981 to 1989. That's quite a long time, isn't it?
Years, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. And it's an American soap opera, which revolves, around the Carringtons, an oil-rich family residing in Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Right. Is that setting of any relevance?
And this scene is the Moldovan Massacre. That's what's known as this particular thing. And in it, Amanda, who I assume is one of the Carringtons.
Amanda Carrington, yes. Sounds about right.
And Prince Michael's, is a bit like George Michael's, royal wedding is interrupted.
Prince Michael's of Monaco, is it?
I don't know. where he's from. He must be from Moldova, I would imagine.
Maybe.
Which is a made-up country anyway, isn't it? It's not Moldova.
It's very close, isn't it? Close, they haven't worked that hard on a sinister sounding country.
This is Moldova.
But like, it's obviously meant to be sinister. It's quite a slight on Moldova, I think.
It is. I mean, I think the Moldovans might get pissed off.
Well, they could do their own massacre.
Exactly. So anyway, the royal wedding is interrupted by terrorists during a military coup. That's what happens in this. So this is just completely insane, isn't it? It's probably 80s.
Well, it was like watching the A-Team.
It was like watching the A-Team.
And all the big stars pop up, don't they? Collins is in there.
Yes, she gets gunned down, doesn't she? Rather maliciously. Forsyth.
Yeah, of course. Forsyth gets gunned down.
John Forsyth, because last week we were talking about how the singer from the Go-Betweens.
Yeah.
Died, he said, because he greatly admired John Forsyth, didn't he? Which kind of got onto this, I think.
I think that's where it came from, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think you just put on YouTube John Forsyth.
John Forsyth, and this is the first thing that came up.
I couldn't believe what I was watching with this thing. This is like much more outrageous than
Bouncer's
Dream.
It is more outrageous. Watched by 25 million people, apparently.
Really?
This particular.
So this is a end of a series cliffhanger.
It's a cliffhanger, yes.
I mean, it's not much of a cliffhanger, is it?
Well, just all seemingly they're all in a big
pile of fucking dead bodies. unless you really want to know how the coup goes.
That could be it, couldn't it? I wonder what happened with those Moldovians. But I think Dynasty's infamous, isn't it, for like, this has happened, you've watched it happen or whatever, but then they just bring them like, all back, yeah. they suddenly revive.
Forget about it.
Aye. So I think that's what happens, really. They just come back, only a couple of characters are actually killed. But it's insane, isn't it, because the terrorists have no control over the weapons. There's this old man who comes through the window... And he's trying to hold on to the machine gun, but he can't. It's going all over the place.
It's got one of those. It's that all time great, action sequence, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Guys coming over a ledge on some wire, straight through windows in unison. It's a scene that from like Under Siege or something like that, isn't it? Like you wouldn't expect it from.
I mean, it's soap opera over the top, isn't it? And seemingly that being. Married by the Pope,
yes, as well. Well, why not?
He's not safe, is he? So he's gunned down.
Amanda
mm-hmm.
is the long lost daughter of Alexis, Joan Collins, and Blake, John Forsyth.
Right, yes.
And she's marching down the aisle soon to wed Prince Michael of the European nation of Moldavia. It says Moldavia here, but that's not right, is it?
I don't know. Could be.
But before the ceremony can conclude, terrorists spray the chapel with bullets in the season's final moments, show the cast lying bloodied and lifeless, but still looking glamorous.
under
People magazine. The episode sparked viewer concern, not because of the gratuitous violence, but over whether the Carringtons would survive. I would be more concerned that in a soap opera, all of a sudden, I've seen one of the most bloody and violent scenes I've ever actually seen.
What time would it have been on? Was it? I mean, I remember my mum and dad watching it. Was it on like 8 o'clock?
It's got to be that time. I don't think we watched Dynasty. I think we said before there's one called Falcon's Crest. Maybe watch Dynasty because everybody loved Joan Collins. Then,
of course. I mean, what's not to love about Joan Collins?
She's class, isn't she?
She is.
Absolutely class.
She is.
Let's just have a little moment for.
She's in a couple of the Amicus Horrors and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think we watched one with her in, didn't we?
She's in that Christmas thing that we watched.
Yes, that's right.
But also, I don't know if you remember this particular fella who's dressed in like 19th century army clothes.
Yes.
And he has an eye patch.
Yeah.
He joins in with a coup, doesn't he?
He's probably thinking, I'm dressed in army gear.
I might as well just go for it.
Either I'm duty bound to be part of this, or I might survive if I just join in. They might not realise I'm not wearing Moldavia terrorist army garb.
So basically, they just get machine gun, don't they? And it's just a big pile of bodies.
Yeah, everybody. It's just on for about 4 minutes. Just everybody getting gunned down one by one. People running away and getting gunned down. People in different rooms getting fucking picked off. So this happened in May, I think. May, the highest ever rating for the series. The end of the fifth series. The sixth season started, and it revealed that pretty much everyone was okay.
Which is not what you watch there, though, is it? That's...
No, it was a massive pile of dead bodies.
Everybody's dead. Everybody is.
And the only fatalities were Steve Carrington's boyfriend. Oh?
Who's Steve Carrington?
Steve Carrington is... I don't know them that well.
No, I don't either. I know John Forsythe.
But anyway, he's got a boyfriend, so quite progressive, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Colby's girlfriend. Although
they did kill him.
They did kill him.
So, you know...
Would have been a matter of time anyway.
It was the 80s.
It was the 80s. And Jeff Colby's girlfriend, played by Ali McGraw. She's famous, isn't she?
I recognise the name.
In short, none of the apparently dead main cast actually bit the bullet. However, this is a franchise that once had one of the terrorists kidnapped by aliens. I remember watching that as a kid.
Hey. Cliff, that leads quite well into the questions.
All right.
Because the questions are all about soaps, so you should get all of them right, shouldn't you?
Let's see.
So all you've got to tell us is what soap this particular thing happened in.
Oh, all right. All
okay. Right. So this is the first one. After Tanya catches Max having an affair with Stacey, she takes revenge by burying him alive.
Tanya, Max, and Stacey.
Yes.
Burying them alive.
Record complaints, apparently, about was this
it?
One. Aye.
If it was record complaints, I'm going to say that. Emmerdale?
Oh, was EastEnders that one? Stacey?
Stacey Mitchell.
Stacey, I don't know. Maybe.
Max, oh, he's the bald guy.
Max
isn't
is the ginger fella.
He's like the
bald and ginger fella.
Like after the Mitchells went, they tried to make another one.
That's him. Next one.
It's a good story like that.
An explosion from a gas leak is followed by a freak tram accident killing several key characters.
That's Coronation Street.
It is. There was a special week. Can you remember what the week was called?
Was it called Tram Week?
It was called Tram Week. No. It was called Corrigan Week.
Corrigan. Was there a live episode in that?
No, but there was an EastEnders one. No, there was. I remember watching the EastEnders live one. Where they all copped up the lines and everything.
Oh, did it? I feel like there was a live curry one.
Was there? Why did they do that?
Just to prove their chops.
Stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, that one, there was loads happened on that. That was
the whole week.
High drama.
Was there just a week of tragedy?
Yeah, and like and secrets that came out. So I think Tyrone Dobbs' girlfriend had a baby.
Yeah.
And... at this point it turned out it was Kevin's because she died, and then the baby like went to live with him, and Kevin was like, actually mate, I probably should tell you that's my baby.
I think I watched that. This was at the time when
Molly
Dobbs,
that was the last,
was it? So yeah, I think I would have watched that one anyway. Next one. Mm-hmm. Teacher John Stape goes on a murderous rampage including bludgeoning a woman with a hammer before doing a Michael Myers by jumping off a roof and then disappearing. Well,
also Coronation Street.
It is.
And he's been back in the storyline recently as well because...
Well, he's come back from the dead.
No, so basically Tyrone's Mrs. Fizz. Fizz Stape.
I remember Fizz.
Because she married him. So he was an English teacher and he became obsessed with Rosie Webster and he was given her extra lessons and that. And there's a episode where she's like in laundry and that. I'm sure she's meant to be like 16 or something.
Really?
But she's like in laundry, and he ties her up in a loft and kidnaps her. but he's reading to her like Shakespeare lines and stuff like that.
Extra lessons.
Extra lessons.
Nice.
Yeah. But Stape, Fizz had a baby. It's his baby. And she's turning evil. So.
Baby's evil.
Well, now she's like 10 or something, and she's discovered who her dad is.
Yeah.
And somebody's written a book about him, and so they had to like say who he was. And instead of being horrified, she's like, oh, my dad's an absolute legend. Well, so she started committing evil things.
Was it ever explained how he managed to jump off the roof and survive?
Did he survive that? Is that not how he died?
He just disappeared.
Oh, really? I can't remember that, actually. I thought that was his, like, comeuppance.
No.
Okay.
He wasn't there.
Anyway. He was in Peaky Blinders, the first series of Peaky Blinders.
Was he?
That guy played him.
No way. Next one. A deadly virus blamed on pizza and chicken kills everyone apart from the main characters in this cancelled soap.
Cancelled soap?
Yes.
Is it Family Affairs?
It's not Family Affairs.
Is it Quayside?
No, it's not Quayside. It's a Liverpudlian one.
Oh, Brett.
It's Brookside.
Oh, Brookside. Yes. It's back, isn't it?
Is it?
I think it's back.
There's no need for that, is there really?
With the original guy, it's not a reboot. It's like Jimmy Corkill's back in that. Sinbad.
In the clothes. Next one. Janine kills Barry Evans by pushing him down a hill in the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah, that's EastEnders. I remember watching that.
Yeah. I think I watched that one as well. I used to watch them, you know.
This was the heyday, though, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, this is when it was really... Well, I think after this next question, this is when I stopped watching Coronation Street.
Because you thought it can't go any better.
Can't get any better.
I'll answer Coronation Street now, but read it out anyway.
I will. No, just give it away there. Right, you would have got it anyway. Richard Hillman attempts to kill Emily Bishop twice before donning a parka and killing Maxine Peacock with a crowbar.
Mm-hmm, that's Coronation Street.
How did you
get that? An amazing bit of that, because obviously she was married to Ashley, who was the butcher.
Yes, Fred, I remember. Fred's the weepy little chap.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He's a little squeaky voice. A
squeaky voice fella.
Uh-huh.
And there's shots in it. Uh-huh. Was he's like at a butcher's block, like chopping some meat, uh-huh, and it keeps cutting between Hillman raining the blow down
and the meat
getting cut like that. Or he's tenderizing it or something like that.
Yeah.
And it keeps cutting between, so you never see him hitting her on the head. Mm-hmm. Keeps cutting to Ashley, like bashing this fucking steak.
I remember her, that Maxine. She was alright, wasn't she? Maxine.
She was on that period when it was fashionable to have really curly hair.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, it would have been late
90s, that probably.
He went on a rampage though, Hillman, didn't he?
Because he was married to Gail, as one of her many murderous husbands. And I think he drove the car into the canal or something.
The end of the canal.
To try and kill them all together, like murder-suicide. But obviously they escaped.
I think that's when I stopped watching it after that. I couldn't deal with the demise of Maxine Peacock. Next one. Kane's 11-year-old son shotguns his father's love rival, Al Chapman, to death in a barn.
That's Emmerdale, because it's Kane Dingle, isn't it?
It is, yes. It is.
I can't remember that. I just know the names.
You just know the names.
It sounds good. That sounds quite brutal.
It does sound brutal. Did you ever... Are you an Emmerdale fan?
Did you stop
watching it after the drop the farm bit?
Once the farm was out.
Why did they do that? Let's have this.
It sounds too parochial, doesn't it? Yeah, that's why.
That's why it is.
That was my least favourite of the three main soaps.
Uh-huh.
But I've been.
You've been?
Mm-hmm.
To the pub?
Mm-hmm.
Any good?
Well, I was a kid, so.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Me mum and dad love Emmerdale, like.
I've been to Heartbeat as well.
Heartbeat. with the main guy, Barry.
Well, I wasn't with him, no. I was with me mum and dad.
What was he called? Matt Berry?
Yes.
Nick Berry. Yeah. No, Matt Berry.
He's
the vampire, isn't he?
That's back, John.
I've been trying to get it on, but I haven't been able to find it.
New series.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because we've been watching this other thing I'm going to tell you about.
All right, okay.
Right, next one. Lucas Johnson impales ex Trina Johnson on a rake in an allotment shed.
Trina was in Emmerdale, I think.
It's a good guess, not. It's no. EastEnders,
all right.
Impales
her?
Yes, on a rake. Pushes her on a rake. Okay. Fancy that. Next one, Arthur Fatboy Chubb Oh, no, you were just having a drink.
Almost had beer all over your sheets.
So Arthur Fatboy Chauvin is crushed in a junkyard in a case of mistaken identity.
What do you keep saying Fatboy Chauvin for? Arthur Fatboy Chauvin.
That's his name.
You're a wrestler.
I'm going to have to see it again now. Arthur Fatboy Chauvin is crushed in a junkyard in a case of mistaken identity in a contract killing.
There's a lot going on there.
There is a lot going on there.
I'm going to say Hollyoaks, so we haven't had that yet.
We haven't had that one yet. It's another EastEnders one, that one.
Well, that's quite brutal, EastEnders, isn't it?
It is quite brutal. Imagine being crushed. He's in the boot of the car, whatever.
Oh, and it goes to a junkyard, yeah, up the magnet. Well, yeah. That bit would be quite exciting, wouldn't it? what comes next?
And then his mate finds him in the back, just mangled and crushed.
Oh.
I know.
Oh,
all right. Must be
in these little squares.
Just a little tiny.
Yeah.
The cube. It's just a cube. Next up, there's a lot of impaling. Impaled by a fallen glass shard in the Hall of Mirrors. It gets better. After a helicopter crash.
What the fuck?
So the helicopter crashes into the Hall of Mirrors while this person's in it. HIV positive. Val Pollard laughs in the face of death. She laughs in the
Val
mirrors.
Val Pollard, that's Emmerdale, isn't it?
It is Emmerdale. That's
someone from up here, yeah.
Aye.
That's
quite a series of events, isn't it?
HIV positive. So what, she's like giving up on life, so she's happy to be going out on...
No, she was, you know, I just don't think she wants to die, but she is HIV positive. She's in the Hall of Mirrors with her sister and a helicopter crashes into the Hall of Mirrors.
I was thinking at first that she was laughing because in an evil way, a blood splattering on people's faces and that, and they might get
HIV. I once wrote a story similar to that in English, and me mum and dad got called into the school. Because the teacher said I was disturbed. It was about lepers.
Well, all right.
So in the story, the lepers are cutting their wrists and putting their blood on people and that because they were excluded from the village.
So that
it's quite. I thought it was a good story.
You did.
So they're creating other lepers.
You were allowed to watch horrors too early.
Yes, I know. But the thing is that the English teacher encouraged. Would it to do stuff like that, and then when it did, called me parents.
And if you want to write about murderous disease, shunned factions of society, yeah. By all means do it.
By all means,
don't actually do it.
Exactly, you disturbed little twat.
Don't actually do it.
Next one, during a storm, Harriet Finch is pinned to a tree by a quad bike. Lightning then hits the bike, killing her instantly.
Why is everyone stuck? Everyone's crushed on fucking impaled.
It is. It's terrible, isn't it? What? But it's the series of events. I mean, being crushed by the quad bike would be bad enough.
But then the tree gets struck by lightning.
No, the quad bike then gets struck by lightning. It's just a bit harsh, isn't it?
But she wishes she had earthed herself.
I know. Rubber boots.
Well, I don't know what that's off.
It's off Emmerdale, that one.
Is it? That's, I think Emmerdale sounds the daftest of these deaths.
It does. Wasn't there a plane crash or something?
There was definitely a plane crash, and I remember that the effects on that being particularly bad.
Although, the tram one on Coronation Street, the effects are quite good, because you can even see the driver.
Yeah.
is the tram kind of falls down,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's in there.
It's not amazing, but it's better than the plane one. But of course it is, because how on earth would Emmerdale have the budget for an aeroplane crash in their effects?
Exactly.
Anyway, well, that was good. Anyway, what were you going to tell us about?
Oh, me and the wife have been watching this thing called Million Dollar Island, right?
Okay.
And I don't like reality
stuff.
Doesn't
sound like your kind of thing, I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't like reality stuff, but this is good. So it's an Australian reality television show where 100 people... get sent to this island, and they've all got they've all got something around their wrist with 10 grand on, And basically, it's a bit like Lost. So they just kind of let them go on this thing. Do you know what I mean? I'm surprised there hasn't been more fights and stuff like that.
Okay.
But they've got to do tasks to win, obviously, all the bracelets to win the $1 million.
Okay.
It's good. It's really good.
Oh, so they take them off the other people?
Take them off the other people, yeah. So if they get eliminated, it all goes into a bowl or whatever.
Okay.
And then the person who wins the task wins all the bracelets.
Do you have to wear them all?
Yes. There's this fella who's got like loads. But then when it gets to 100 grand, they give them a yellow, like a different coloured one.
All right. I like this.
It's good. It's good.
That Traitors is an Australian version of That Traitors show. That's meant to be good. That's just come on.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't watch like another. I wasn't that into that enough to want to watch it over and over again. It was good. It was good. But Winkleman was presenting it and she's good. So, like that bit of it.
Yeah.
Not that bothered about the Australian fella presenting that one. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, yeah, if you get a chance, watch this.
$1 Million Island. All right, I will.
It's good.
We've got music from an old friend of ours, haven't we?
We have indeed. From Slick Pete Flash.
Slick Pete Flash. Or without a season. Actual name?
I don't know. Is it a secret? Maybe it's a mystery.
Anyway, Peter, our old friend, who's been making music for a long time, was a DJ around the northeast. And anyway, he's back. He's got a few tracks out at the minute, getting some good reviews. And yeah, this is Silhouette.
Silhouette, yes. Deep House.
Deep House, I like it.
It's good.
Yeah, they're all doing well. So well done, Pete. Be nice to see you doing stuff again and be listening to them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, dear Silhouette. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Right, see you later, everyone. Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.